but this dotage of our generals o'erflows the measure. Those his goodly eyes that o'er the files and musters of the war have glowed like plated Mars, now bend, now turn the office and devotion of their view upon a tawny front. His captain's heart, which in the scuffles of great fights hath burst the buckles on his breast, reneges all temper, and is become the bellows and the fan to cool a gypsy's lust. Look where they come. Take but good note, and you shall see in him the triple pillar of the world transformed into a strumpet's fool. Behold and see.
If it be love indeed, tell me how much.
There's beggary in the love that can be reckoned.
I'll set a bourne how far to be beloved.
Then must thou needs find out new heaven, new earth.
News, my good lord, from Rome.
Grates me, the sun.
Nay, hear them, Antony. Fulvia, perchance, is angry. Or who knows if the scarce bearded Caesar hath not sent his powerful mandate to you. Do this or this, take in that kingdom and enfranchise that. Perform it or else we damn thee.
Oh, my love.
Perchance, nay, and most like, you must not stay here longer. Your dismission is come from Caesar, therefore hear it, Antony. Where's Fulvia's process? Caesar's, I would say, both. Call in the messengers. As I am Egypt's queen, thou blushest, Antony, and that blood of thine is Caesar's homager, else so thy cheek pays shame when shrill-tongued Fulvia scolds. The messengers...
Let Rome in Tiber melt and the wide arch of the ranged empire fall. Here is my space. Kingdoms are clay, our dungy earth are like feet beast as man. The nobleness of life is to do thus. When such a mutual pair and such a twain can do it. In which I bind, on pain of punishment, the world to wheat, we stand up peerless.
Excellent falsehood. Why did he marry Fulvia and not love her? I'll seem the fool I am not. Antony will be himself.
But stirred by Cleopatra, now for the love of love and her soft hours, let's not confound the time with conference harsh. There's not a minute of our lives should stretch without some pleasure new. What sport tonight?
Hear the ambassador.
Fine, wrangling queen, whom everything becomes, to chide, to laugh, to weep, whose every passion fully strives to make itself in thee fair and admired. No messenger but thine, and all alone, tonight we'll wander through the streets and note the qualities of people. Come, my queen, last night you did desire it.
My lord.
Speak not to us.
Is Caesar with Antonius prized so slight?
Sir, sometimes when he is not Antony, he comes too short of that great property which still should go with Antony.
I am full sorry that he approves the common liar who thus speaks of him at Rome, but I will hope of better deeds tomorrow.
Rest you, Happy.